Welcome to the My Mickey podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the My Mickey podcast with Bridget and Nicole. Today, we are chatting about all the new things that are coming to Universal Orlando. From a new land this summer to an entirely new theme park next summer, you'll want to start looking at flights now. I am excited.
I'm so excited, especially for next summer. But I do like what's happening now. So I think we should focus on the now in case anybody has an upcoming trip planned.
That's right. But we can always look ahead too. But DreamWorks Land is coming this summer, which is very exciting, especially for people who love Shrek or I love the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Yeah, or Trolls. Trolls is very popular in our house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're actually going to have, you know, what's neat is you can meet Shrek in his swamp.
I love that.
But they're going to make, and it looks adorable just from the renderings that I've seen so far, but the new Troller coaster.
So cute.
And, you know, it's always nice. Like, I feel like those meet and greets with Branch and Poppy, because they're still happening now, but they don't really have like a great backdrop. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring that. It's going to bring the backdrop back for some of your favorite movies.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to look forward to. I think Universal has a lot of things going on right now, and this just adds to the excitement of it.
For sure. And not to skip ahead, but I could not be more excited about what's to come in 2025 next summer.
Epic Universe. I am telling you what, it is going to be a very exciting new park at Universal Orlando with 5 different lands. I wish we had an opening date. I would go ahead and start looking at where I wanted to stay.
I know. And I think it's going to be really interesting. So for anyone that has already visited Universal Orlando, you know that Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure are close together. You can get there by the Hogwarts Express or just, you know, it's like a 5-minute walk from the front gate to each one. This is going to be set aside, but you are not going to want to miss it. I think anybody who's booking for next summer will specifically be going for this. And as Bridget mentioned, there are 5 immersive lands. So let's start in Celestial Park.
Okay.
This is the land that they've released most of the details about. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be where the attractions, dining, and shopping are. This is actually going to be the gateway to the 4 additional worlds. What I'm most excited about, they announced information about the Starfall Racers. Mm. So this is a new coaster that's coming. And Bridget, we were just talking, this is very much, if you're an old school Universal fan, very much has that Dueling Dragons feel to it.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about this. And I saw the artist rendering of what the arch is going to look like that people are going to walk through when they enter. And it's right there in that Celestial Park area.
Yeah, I think it's going to have definitely a beautiful grand entrance.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's neat about the Celestial Park is this is where the Universal Helios Grand Hotel is going to be.
Yeah.
So just like we have the resorts on property, you know, some of them you can take the water taxi to, shuttle bus service, some you can even walk. This is going to be like will have its own dedicated entrance into Universal Epic Universe. So it is like right there in Celestial Park on property. So when we say like, if you want to stay somewhere where you couldn't be closer to the park, this is where you're going to want to stay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an extremely popular place for people to book. So when they release those packages, if you're interested in staying as close as possible to Epic Universe, if you're interested in staying in a new hotel, I think definitely booking early is going to be advantageous for sure.
All right, so let's chat about the 4 other lands, because I think the one that people are going to be most excited for is Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, I have friends that are like, I'm ready to book now because of Super Nintendo World. And it's going to be a little bit different than the one that is currently in California. It's going to be larger, more immersive, more attractions that are going to be available. And so I know people are going to be absolutely thrilled to experience that land.
Yeah. So they'll have that Mario Kart ride. But if you follow Universal on any of their social pages, they're actually releasing what the coaster looks like for Donkey Kong Country, because the big thrill on this coaster is supposed to be that you feel like you're jumping the track. Just like if you were immersed in the video game and when the track breaks and you jump. I will say, because I was wondering how they were going to do it. Now I've seen it. Now I know. I'm sure it'll still feel cool.
Yeah.
But I know, had I not seen that and experienced that on the ride, I'd be like, what just happened?
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be really fun for all of those Mario fans out there.
Yeah. I watched that too. I think it's going to be a really fun ride. And when you're on it, I'm sure it does feel like you're jumping a track.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. The next thing that we're going to talk about is, of course, Universal had to add another version of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We've got a whole nother Wizarding World land. This one is the Ministry of Magic, and it is inspired by the Fantastic Beasts franchise, which I absolutely love. I'm excited about this one.
Me too. I also like that it's supposed to be from the 1920s Paris, all the way up to the 1990s British Ministry. So what I'm wondering is, like, What are the costumes going to look like? Mm-hmm. What is the feel going to look like? Because I love the Fantastic Beasts series, and I love sort of that period element to it. So I would love for it to sort of have like a 1920s feel.
I do have a question. Is there a ride in that?
So it was more details to come. Okay. They haven't said.
Okay.
Unless I just didn't thoroughly do my homework, but I'm almost positive they have not revealed that yet.
I didn't think so either. And it, you know, it kind of, I thought it could, they could do a ride in there, but then I also thought it could feel a little bit like that Diagon Alley area where it is immersive. You do have Gringotts there, but really that area you walk around, you experience, you use your wand. So I'm wondering if it's going to feel something like that.
Yeah. The only, like I said, other than, you know, I think we knew ahead of time with Super Nintendo World that they were going to have at least three attractions and it was going to be bigger than Hollywood.
Yeah.
And like I said, they just announced the plans for the coaster in Celestial Park.
Yeah.
So I'm very much looking forward to when more details come out about the Wizarding World.
Mm-hmm. My daughter hasn't watched a lot of How to Train Your Dragon, so I am not super familiar with that franchise, but I'm excited to learn more about it.
You know what's funny is when we were talking about the Dueling Dragons coaster coming back, when we did our VIP tour, our tour guide actually gave us a heads up. He's like, if you like Dueling Dragons, that's coming back. And we knew that there was going to be a How to Train Your Dragon coaster. I was like, this is where they're going to put it then.
Right.
It is not. But here, what we know is you are going to take to the skies and you're going to soar with the dragons, and then you'll explore all of the colorful Viking village right at the heart of Berk. The movies are really cute. So I would say, you know, is it necessary to watch them before you go? No, of course the kids are still going to enjoy it, but I think you can then appreciate all of the imagery that will go into this land once it's there. So what I'm curious about is, like, how many flying rides are they going to have? Even if it's something, even if it's something simple, but you know, that is the premise of the movie, is you're learning how to train a dragon and they fly on the dragons.
Yeah. Right. I'll take all the flying they can give me. So sounds fun to me. This would not be Universal without talking about something that's a little bit on the darker side. So we also have Dark Universe. This is where you're going to have experiments from Victoria Frankenstein available, and these monsters are going to roam around. So, of course they would do this. They have Halloween Horror Nights. They have all of the costumes ready to go already. So yeah, not surprised this is a part of it.
What's funny is, because you know me and I'm so scared of everything.
Oh, I am too. Yeah.
This is the land that I'm least interested in, mainly because I just know when Universal does something, they go big.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I was like, are these creatures going to walk around like Halloween Horror Nights? Are they just going to pop out and scare me and startle me and jumpstart my heart? Because, like, and then, like, what I want to know is what they'll do with this land during that Halloween season, because I can't imagine that you're going to have Dark Universe and not do something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm already picturing myself scared silly over here.
We'll have to walk through it at least once, but that may be it. If there's jumping out, I'll be done. I'll pass
out. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Like, going back to Nintendo World of Mario, where I know what I'm getting.
Exactly.
So much is happening coming up. And, you know, we had mentioned the 2025 packages have not been released yet. Mm-hmm. We don't have a start date. We know that it's the summer. So it's good, you know, if you're already thinking about your summer plans, good to start planning now. Yep. However, if you want to head to Universal sometime soon, and why not? Right now they have some great promotional offers. And this is the one thing that I love about Universal is like when they have an offer,
it's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're great offers. Mm-hmm. So right now you can save 25% with a save 25% on a 3-park 5-night package. So that's for stays at Cabana Bay Beach Resort, which I have just named my favorite. That's my new favorite resort.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
New favorite resort on property. Aventura or Portofino, and Portofino is my number two.
Yep.
So those are some great deals at great resorts. And then also what I love about this, their get 2 days free park ticket is still going on. So if you're doing a shorter stay, and this is what I love, if you're doing a shorter stay, that's maybe 4 days, 3 nights, and you were only going to get a 2-day ticket. Well, now, depending on your flights, you can go to the parks on your arrival and departure day. Or yep. If you're doing 5 days and you only plan on a 3-day ticket, well, now you have the 4th to go on either your arrival or departure day. So I really, you know, and there's no reason not to get the promo ticket.
Yep. It's a great ticket option.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that we have inspired you to book a blockbuster adventure to Universal Orlando either this summer, next summer, or somewhere in between. As always, reach out to the Dream Designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you're ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Universal, Disney, or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. And you can learn more at mymickeyvacation.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.